This is Victor Novak, the brewmaster for Golden Road Brewing. When I want to tap the very best in food news, I catch the SoCal Restaurant Show. Let's go Halos!
And Victor Novak's going to be joining us a little later in the show. Welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. I'm your ringleader, Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Speaking of Melissa's, a few weeks ago, I was part of a Melissa's virtual author presentation by Beth Lee for her first cookbook, which is the Essential Jewish Baking Cookbook, 50 traditional recipes for every occasion. We've just passed the Jewish High Holidays, and I wanted to get Beth on the show to talk about this wonderful cookbook that's really accessible for all home bakers and even has a lot of tips for beginning bakers. So a lot of these items are a little easier to do than one might think, and you don't have to be of the Jewish faith to enjoy a wonderful bagel. And it is a pleasure to welcome Beth Lee to the SoCal Restaurant Show from Northern California. Beth, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, Beth, thank you. I enjoyed your presentation. I know doing all of this is a labor of love. And I can just imagine you and your grandmother in the kitchen baking that challah together. I kind of get the visual on that, and it's definitely warm and fuzzy. Beth, now, you don't really come from a culinary background. How on earth did you get involved in this crazy endeavor? And I know it started out with your blog. Share that story with us, if you will.
So I had a long career in Silicon Valley as a marketing communications executive. And then in 2010, I came to the realization that I actually like pita chips way more than computer chips. And I pretty much decided I was going to pursue a career in food without a lot of planning, though. We were really just sitting around in the family room one day, and my son said to me, "You should start a blog." And we kind of looked around for an available URL, and we came up with, "Oh my God, yummy." And that's how it started. But from there, I just was completely hooked. I went to a blogging conference in 2010, and I met Dory Greenspan, and I had all these aha moments. I realized it was my passion, and I just kept moving forward with it.
And for our audience that might not be familiar with the name of Dory Greenspan, Dory is an incredible baker and cookbook author, multi-James Beard Award winner, and a genuinely, Beth, I might say, lovely person. I wrote for the James Beard Foundation publications for 17 years, and believe it or not, for the first 2 years, Dory was my editor. So you mentioned a very familiar name there.
Yes, and she's been so supportive from the very beginning, and she included my book in her books that she's reading right now in her new newsletter. But her warmth and all of the warmth of the people I met back in 2010 just spurred me on to keep going and pursue my passion. So that's really how it happened.
Beth, you had some good mentors. Now, a very interesting fact that you mention in the book, for people that are not of the Jewish faith, they have a tendency to think that in terms of the cuisine, and, you know, we're also talking about the baked goods and desserts, that it's all monolithic. It actually happens that there are three categories of food, ethnic backgrounds, what have you, that really are under the umbrella of Jewish foods and Jewish baked goods. Quickly run through that for us, if you will, because that's something that you deal with in the book, which I think is important.
Right. That's a great thing to bring up. So in the book, I'm of Ashkenazic background. So that means that my lineage is of Eastern European descent. But there's the swath of the diaspora of Jews is much broader than that. So there are Sephardic Jews that come from like the area of Greece and Spain, and And broader than that, there are Mizrahi Jews that are going to be from the Middle East and maybe Asian descent. And there's even crossovers among that. Like you'll talk to somebody, you'll say that they're a Sephardic Mizrahi Jew. So maybe they originally came from Spain but are now living in the Middle East, for example. So the book, it was really important to me and to the publisher and our editor that we represent more than the, you know, Ashkenazic foods that are so loved and so wonderful. But we have, for example, burekis in there, which is a Sephardic dish. And there we have malawach and lahuch and things that represent the Mizrahi side of things, pita bread, of course. So there's a lot more. As much as we love babka and challah and bagels, there's so much more to the richness of Jewish foods and Jewish baking.
Beth, very helpful to know. Now, very quickly, before we talk about some of the specific items that you demonstrated in your Melissa's virtual presentation, just quickly run through the chapters of the book so our audience has an appreciation for the depth and breadth of what's covered here, because it's quite extensive.
Right. So I start off with an introduction. So I really try to go through not just some of the specifics of the types of Jewish foods or Jewish baking goods that I'll cover, but to really get you ready to get in the kitchen and bake. So if you happen to be a beginner baker, you're going to be just as ready to bake as someone who has more experience. And then chapter two is challah, babka, and breads. And there's everything from a no-knead rye bread to three different types of challah to, of course, the babka, the pita, anything bread-based. A lot of it's savory, some of it's sweet. Then there's sweet and savory pastry, so things that are filled. So the knishes, the burekis, the rugala, anything that's filled and rolled, sweet and savory. Then cookies and cakes. Who doesn't love cookies and cakes? And you cover things that are like appropriate for Passover or just every day. And of course, the wonderful black and white cookies, which has a great story attached to it. And then the last chapter has all kinds of miscellaneous things, kugels and a fruit compote that is so easy to make. Faye Levy fell in love with it and has made it three times now, but goes with so many of the other dishes in the book. So that's the rundown of it.
Again, very extensive. As we're already starting to fight the clock a little bit, one of the recipes that you demonstrated, which I thought was a very clever offshoot of the traditional challah, you got to tell us about the sweet challah rolls with apple currant filling, because very clever idea.
Thank you so much. So I actually developed those during COVID lockdown, when my temple asked me to teach a class for Rosh Hashanah and help people come up with ideas to make things, a smaller amount of things, and things that were safe to share with people. So I thought of this idea of taking one of the challah recipes on my blog, cutting it in half, making a few tweaks to it, and turning it into individual rolls. And then because it was around Rosh Hashanah and we eat things that are sweet to hope for a sweet new year, I filled it with the apples and currants. But they become really popular. You can not fill them and eat them in a savory way. I also was inspired by my grandma, my Bubby, that I write about in the book, because she used to make us little round loaves of challah, even when it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. So I had her in mind when I created those two. They come together quickly. You can be from start to finish in about 2 hours with those rolls. So it's really easy process, and I'm loving seeing people out there making them all over the place. It's just terrific.
No, the Melissa's Media Group are very serious home cooks for the most part, Beth.
Yes.
And, you know, that really went over with gangbusters, with them. I'm a little bit more of a neophyte in the kitchen, but I appreciate what my colleagues are able to do. And in that vein, Beth, is we need to conclude. A lot of these recipes that are in the book, we want to get the intimidation factor put to the side. You know, let our listeners know that for, you know, neophyte bakers, there's still a lot of recipes in this book that a beginner can easily do. You know, we don't want folks to be intimidated. We want to encourage them in the kitchen.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid at all. I have people like my niece, who's a total beginner baker, who's already made the burekas twice. You can do it. And come to my blog. I have step-by-step photos, for example, on the challah rolls. Write to me, ask me questions, omgyummy.com. I love to help people get excited about baking, get in the kitchen, and get rid of their fears. Because there's nothing to be afraid of. Anybody can do it.
Beth, I appreciate your sentiment, and that's a very gracious offer, and I know you'll be hearing from our listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Beth Lee. Her first cookbook is The Essential Jewish Baking Cookbook, 50 traditional recipes for every occasion. And many award-winning authors of Jewish cookbooks have already endorsed this, including, as Beth was mentioning earlier, Faye Levy, who is very well known in the cookbook author world, James Beard Award winner herself. Beth, all good wishes on the book, and we'll stay in touch. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it's the year anniversary of Mayfield Restaurant and Market in San Juan Capistrano. Quite a success story in an area that has a burgeoning food scene. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.